Welcome to the Disneyland Forever podcast, your source for all things from the happiest place on earth. For more updates, make sure that you follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Disneyland Forever, and you can check out our website, disneylandforever.com. Hello.
Hello.
It's Jordan.
And Daniel.
And we are going to make good on our promise that this week we are going to be talking about our trip recap.
From 6 years ago.
Otherwise known as 2 weeks ago.
Oh, or a week. I don't know. Whatever it was. Week and a half.
It could be 6 years ago.
It's 6 years.
Trying to pull the memories out of our minds is going to feel like 6 years ago. So we will be doing our best to remember the important things so we can share them with you. He even has his journal out.
It rained. We rode on rides. The end.
The end. There you go. That was our trip recap.
Bye, everyone. He's very angry at me.
I am not angry.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Okay, fine.
You have to remember, people can't see my face.
That's true. The Walties have come and gone. They were fun.
So the one downside to this week is I think it's going to be a longer episode because, of course, there is a ton of news that has happened that we have to cover. News that some of it is, well, it's a good thing we waited until tonight to record because some of it just dropped.
Just happened.
Today. And so.
Literally right now.
Not literally right now, but very, very, very recently. So we're glad that we're able to talk with you about it. That's the correct sentence, right?
Probably.
Sure. We'll go with that. But we do have a new review, and it's an international one.
Sent in by the reviewer from Jesse. It said, great Disneyland planning podcast. Absolutely love this podcast. We're taking our daughter to Disneyland for the first time this year, and we were looking for some tips as it's been a while since we've been. I've listened to other podcasts, but this one is by far my favorite. Love the knowledge they share and their honesty. Anytime I listen to a show, they add to the excitement of our upcoming trip. Thanks a lot from Canada, in case you couldn't tell from the random U in favorite.
No, that just means that she spelled it right.
Favorite.
It's spelled correctly.
Favorite.
Correctly. So thank you so much. We appreciate it. We love reading these things, and we're glad to know what you guys actually are enjoying about this. So it's,
you also live in a far-off land like Canada, send us through Instagram your review.
For everybody else, you can leave if you're feeling so five-star-ish, then you can leave a five-star review or rating. We can leave a five-star review on Apple. And then you can leave a 5-star rating on Apple, Spotify, or Audible.
And even if it's not your rating, if you see a random one from some random country that you live in, send it to us too. Screenshot it, send it to us, please, because then we want to read it.
That's true. It's not. People have followed your advice in the past, so we'll see what happens.
Yes. We see you, Brazil. Yay!
I guess we have to get into the news because there's so yes. much of it. And some of this will hit a little bit more than others. Really quick thing that we just want to touch on, and no one really talks about it. Of course, since March is Women's History Month, the last few years, Disneyland has decided to honor that by instead of having the giant flower Mickey as you pass through the gates of Disneyland, it's got a bow on it, so it's a giant flower Minnie. And it's only there every March.
Cute.
So when March is over, it'll be gone.
We saw it.
So just kind of keep that in mind. If you're ever having a trip to Disneyland in March, you're going to be able to see a big flower Minnie
If you had to see Mickey, then go another month.
We will really quickly mention that the Wonderground Gallery in Downtown Disney is closed for an extended refurb, which is weird to me because I swear they just had an extended refurb not that long ago.
Yeah, because they just moved it to the ESPN, or ESPN thing, right?
Yeah.
Temporarily,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what they're doing this time.
I don't know.
But it's just, we're going to mention that to you. I will also just quickly mention this because I just, there's not a lot to really say about it right now. This Disneyland Forward project that Disney has been putting forward to the city of Anaheim for quite some time. Again, everyone thinks they know everything that this means. That everyone thinks it means there's going to be a third gate at Disneyland and that all the parks are just going to be expanded to no end and all this stuff. It's a possibility. Basically, all that Disneyland Forward is asking is for the city of Anaheim to let them rezone certain areas of Anaheim that they own. That's basically what it is. And then if they can get it rezoned, they have a little bit more freedom of what they can do.
Yeah, they have some ideas for sure, but... Nothing's official yet.
Except for it passed the planning commission. That's about all that we can say, is that they gave their proposal to the Anaheim City Planning Commission and it has now passed there. It's on its way to the city council. That's all we really know. Everything else is pipe dreams that could come true.
Yeah, if it gets passed by the city council, there will probably be a lot of information at D23 this year. But other than that, not much.
Yeah, other than that, it's just they've been putting forth a lot of like, these are our big dreams. If we could do whatever we wanted and with the property we already own in Anaheim, this is what we think we could do with it. But it's nothing solid.
Nope. The most important news of all time that has ever existed in Disneyland is that there's a Jubi popcorn bucket and I want it. And of course, we're probably not going to get it because we're not going till June. But I love Jubi from Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. He's the cute little bird. If you don't know who I'm talking about, you need to listen to us more.
This popcorn bucket is going to be available in Toontown starting March 19th.
He's so cute.
He literally had a heart attack when he
saw it. I love him so much.
He's number two, right? Your number two favorite character?
After Bruni. Yep.
So the fact that he had to define who he was to you tells you like the sort of characters that he loves.
They're all the random ones.
So it is super cute, though. So if you don't know Chubby, ride Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
And you will get to know him.
You will see him.
He's in 4 seconds of the ride.
But he's the last thing you see before you get off.
Yeah, it depends on if you're a little backed up, then you get to see him longer.
Yeah, that is true. Another thing that we just need to mention. So the correction didn't get as much coverage. I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago. Everyone got really crazy because Bob Iger had said something about this Avatar experience that they were going to be bringing to Disneyland.
We have a land in Florida and we were going to be doing one in California.
That's what he said. And so everyone thought that meant, it's going to be an Avatar land. And so everyone has been saying, this is where I think it's going to be built. I think they're going to do it here. And all these things. And if you remember, we told you we're not certain that's what that means because it's kind of vague. Disney came out explicitly to say it is not a land. It is an experience. So if you're like, yes, they're building Pandora in California.
No.
No, they're not. And for the record, Pandora would not fit in California, because you don't realize how big it is.
It's huge.
The show building for Flight of Passage is got to be like 4 or 5 stories tall.
Yep.
Like it's huge. And that's just I think it might even be bigger than that. I don't know. You walk uphill for 30 minutes. So I don't know.
Especially when you're pushing your 82-year-old father in a wheelchair.
Yeah. That's how you know it's constantly uphill.
Florida's supposedly flat, but not that part of Florida.
So just FYI, it's not going to be a land. It's going to be an experience, an Avatar experience that we still don't know what it's going to be, where it's going to be, when it's going to be. We just know there's going to be an Avatar experience coming to California.
Yes.
That's all we know. Okay, so some of the bigger items. Let's go with, so for Magic Key holders, let me make sure I get these dates correct. So for Magic Key holders at California Adventure, you can go over to the queue for the Hyperion Theater. From 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., March 11th through the 14th, and so right now, and March 18th through the 21st.
So not right now.
Not right now. And they have this Magic Key Holder movie night thing. It's basically that they have some like light entertainment and some photo backdrops, and you can get some photos taken with some more rare characters. Like they have the White Rabbit from Alice in Wonderland, and Mushu is there. And they also have this really cute magnet that you can pick up. A Magic Key magnet has Mickey and Minnie in a frame. It's really cute. But that is going on. So if you're a Magic Key holder and you're going to be going to the park sometime during those dates, which is in the next couple of weeks.
Why is it called movie night? They're not showing a movie, are they?
Don't even get me started. I couldn't figure
out
why.
That's very strange. Unless they could show a movie in the Hyperion. But nope.
But nope, they're not going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. We also just today got some new details about Pixar Fest, which is starting, let me get that date again. I think it's April 29th.
Don't forget
April 26th.
They're doing the extravaganza Easter egg thing again. In Downtown.
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, okay. Mention that first.
Yeah. It's been there every year where you go around the different stores and you find eggs and they're really cute. And then you get a prize at the end.
I think it's going on now through, I think it's like the first week of April.
Yeah.
We didn't write down the dates. I'm sorry. It's super cute. It's a little scavenger hunt. Kids will love it.
It's very fun.
And adults love it. We love doing it too.
Yes. Now to Pixar Fest.
So Pixar Fest, for a reminder to everybody, Pixar Fest is happening from April 26th through August 4th of this year. And we got a lot more details about it. So first of all, there's the Better Together, a Pixar Pals celebration parade coming to California Adventure. And I am not a huge fan of the looks of these floats, but we are going to go with them anyway, because it's whatever. So they will have like a Red Panda May in one of the floats with 4Town, her favorite boy band. You'll see Joe Gardner and 22 from Soul, Luca, Alberto, and Julia from Luca. And they said it'll end with Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl, Miguel, Mike and Sully, and Woody, Jesse, and Buzz. So it's just a big Pixar parade. It sounds kind of like it's supposed to be an updated version of the Pixar Play Parade.
Which was way too short anyway, so I guess it's...
It was kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
But now we have Better Together, a Pixar
Pals
celebration.
Hopefully it has a better song. That's all I care about. The song was...
It was catchy.
It was catchy, but just terrible.
It was catchy, though. They also have the Together Forever, a Pixar Nighttime Spectacular. This is the one that I was never really a super big fan of, but it's going to have new scenes in it, so I'm going to give it another chance. It has scenes from... New scenes from Onward, Soul, Luca, Turning Red, and Elemental. So, like, all the new ones. So we'll see about that one. The new things we did not know about. Years ago, they used to do these nighttime clubs at California Adventure, and they are bringing it back for the Pixar Fest. It's called Club Pixar. It'll be at the Hollywood Studios lot each night. It's just, it'll have a DJ dance party, live performances, games, photo ops, says themed food, and specially crafted beverages, and more. Sure. But it's supposed to be family friendly.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm a little confused by it because we went and saw one once and I was like, I don't get what's so special about this. But I know some people absolutely love them. So let's see what happens.
We'll see what it is.
Over at Disneyland, they will have the Pixar Pals Playtime Party at the Fantasyland Theater.
That's positively peppy for Playtime.
I know. They need better titles.
Parties.
And this one will be all day long from what I can tell. It just says throughout the day.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly what that means. I will even admit the concept art here online makes it look a little sad because it looks like they have this huge theater and like 10 people enjoying the festivities. So I don't know. Yeah. Then also something that I'm super surprised at, they're going to have food booths in California Adventure, 6 food booths that will go from May 10th through August 4th.
They didn't want to move them.
I don't know what, because there are only 6. Huh. I don't really know what they're doing. Each booth, they don't have menus yet, but each booth is going to be serving food based off of a single Pixar movie. So they'll have Porto Rosso pasta, inspired by Luca, Gusto's To Go, based on Ratatouille, the Elemental Table, which you can guess what that's from.
The Table movie?
Yep. I don't like the name of this one whatsoever. 4Town Favorites from Turning Red.
That's
really needs
terrible.
To come up with a better title.
That's almost as bad as Award Wieners.
No, that one's better. The Spark, inspired by Soul. And then, I like this one, Hanger Management from Inside Out. Yeah, so I do like that one.
That's because you get hangry.
So it's just kind of interesting. We didn't know to expect this sort of stuff.
No.
So, well, I don't know what to make of it.
Booths.
Well, sure.
Booths.
They're definitely trying to make it a big deal. The last thing, because I think this is kind of interesting, a while ago I had seen that Disneyland had filed permits with the city of Anaheim to build new gates at the parks. Well, apparently they're already building them. It's not building new gates, they're replacing the turnstiles slowly. And these new turnstiles look like they're more automated. They have a little bit wider of a walkway so that people in like wheelchairs and certain strollers will be able to get through easier and they don't have to go through the side gate. And they have a big screen with a camera on it so they can take the pictures when you scan in.
I always feel so bad for like Grandma Tilly, who's 95 working there and has to figure out how to take a picture.
So this looks like it's a little more automated. It has underneath those screens, it has a little indicator where to put your barcode. So it'll still scan the barcodes. And then there's also a touch point. So if you have your magic band on, you can just touch your magic band to the touch point and it will let you through. And then it just has these plexiglass doors that will open up when it's time to go through.
I just realized, I mean, that's great that there's the automated pictures, but people still don't realize that like their ticket is not, like they're going through the tickets and they don't know whose is whose. Because they always have like all four people or whatever on their phone. And the first one is the dad and the second one's the daughter. And
I know it's going to cause problems. It's still going to cause problems, but
hopefully it helps better.
We'll see what happens. Cause yeah. I was actually thinking through like we have problems anyway as it is. So, and let me just say for the record, I am glad they're not like the gates at Walt Disney World, because people think they're cool, but they cause so many issues because people cannot figure them out.
What's a finger? What is a fingerprint?
No one can figure them out. There's always problems. So trust me, you don't want the ones from Walt Disney World. They may seem cool.
It's nice that it's all so open because you can just kind of walk around. But yeah, there's many problems.
They cause a lot of problems. Okay, so we're going to try now and do our trip recap. Yay! And we'll hopefully remember everything that we did. So let me just preface this by saying when we left here in Utah,
mile an hour winds.
Yeah, so taking off was fun. We knew that there was going to be some really cold weather while we were gone in Utah. In fact, it snowed the whole weekend. And while we were that weekend in California, it wasn't a whole lot better because
it was rainy.
I was freezing.
Yes. And there were like like Floridian type downpours randomly, and then it would
not
like
up a very
bit.
Long.
No, but a lot of water.
Yes. So, I mean, we went and we checked into the hotel, which we were staying at the Villas at the Disney Hotel. We were very, very, very happy.
So fun.
And they
tried their best to get us a room, but it wasn't ready. And she called over or whatever. Then like literally an hour later, and it was way before check-in. They're like, it's like, your room's ready. I'm like, dang it.
Dang it. We missed it by that much. Oh, well. It's all good. We did go over to Disneyland. I know that we got a few things done in the morning. The very first picture I have is from lunch that we went to Rancho del Zocalo because we knew that there was this treat that we hadn't tried yet, this cinnamon cream puff. And let me just say, I approve.
So good. Because someone said there was whipped cream in it. No, it's like pastry cream.
I don't remember who said it was whipped cream. I don't know.
I thought you said there was someone commented on it. I'm like, this is not whipped cream. This is amazing pastry cream.
It tastes just like a churro, but it's a cream puff.
With a cracklin' on it. It's all good.
So good. And it's shaped like Mickey.
Yep.
So, I can also say that we that afternoon went on Pirates of the Caribbean, which, if you remember, currently has a lightning lane because the Haunted Mansion is closed. And let me just say,
it did not go well.
I don't like it. It makes the line go so slow. And it's kind of annoying because you're used to that line moving.
Yep. Well, you have to stand there and yeah. Oh, well.
I mean, it wasn't the worst thing in the world, but I just really prefer that line not having a lightning lane. I really hope that when Haunted Mansion reopens that they take it away from the Pirates of the Caribbean. It just is not necessary.
Yeah, we'll see.
I know you're looking in your journal for special stories. Just interrupt me if we need to at some point. Okay. Man, I didn't take a lot of pictures during the middle of the day. Did we do anything special the middle of the day besides freeze?
I wrote in my journal there was on and off rain. And
okay,
that was
the most memorable thing.
We would randomly go into stores and then everyone else was there too.
Okay. Well, I think this is the night that this happened. So let's just talk about it. So that night, we went on Star Tours because we just wanted to. And we sit down in the ride and then it starts and we see Darth Vader and we're like, okay, cool. And then we go to Hoth. And we're like, cool. This is one of my favorite ones. I like this one. And then it says incoming transmission. And who comes up on the screen? Mando and Grogu. And we were excuse me.
Everyone on there gasped. And people were saying, is that, that's Baby Yoda.
I do not remember anything that Mando was saying because we were just watching and trying to take it all in and trying to understand what was going on. And then we went to a new planet, which was the planet with the space whales from Ahsoka, the television series.
And Ahsoka Tano comes on.
And I was just like, this is the best thing ever.
And R2 does a little rotate or a flip.
A loop-de-loop.
Loop-de-loop like Ahsoka did.
It was actually one of my favorite planets that you go to on this ride. In case you forgot from last week, they are not officially doing this until April. We just randomly got like a soft launch. We tried it again later and it didn't have any of the new stuff. And apparently they just randomly chose ours to test this out.
They knew Jordan and Daniel from Disneyland Forever were on it, so they wanted to test it out.
No one knows us from that. I wish Disneyland knew us from that, and they do not, I will say.
We got that strawberry filled croissant thing from Jolly Holiday.
It was quite good. It wasn't my favorite thing. No. People have like acted like this is the world's best thing. It's good.
It was good.
It's just literally a croissant filled with cream and strawberries. I do just want to bring up, because we brought this up before, we went on Indiana Jones. We checked to see. It had a posted wait time, which was like 30 or 40 minutes or something like that.
It was 40.
And then we looked back there.
Nobody there.
I think we waited 10 minutes.
Oh, if that.
If it was even 10 minutes before we got on the ride. So again.
Go check it out.
Look at the line first.
If there's people all winding through there, then
it's a long line. If they're not, it's really a short wait. Just get on, in the line. I think that's basically it for that night, because we were kind of tired and cold.
Even if you have a light, like if you have a lightning lane, you're going to go for it and you notice, oh my gosh, there's not that many people here and it would be kind of waste.
Try going twice.
Do it twice.
Yep. Yeah, that night we were getting kind of cold and we kind of figured they weren't going to do fireworks because it was kind of windy and stormy.
Yep. We didn't hear any. Our room was Sleeping Beauty themed this time. It was so, so pretty. Cute.
So. It was great. The next morning we... Yeah, the next morning we got to do early entry at DCA. I will tell you with the new early entry thing where they tell you the park you're going to be going to.
Much busier.
I did notice we actually had to wait in lines because everyone was forced into one
park.
There
was more than just like one attraction open, which they would only just have but like then there were still maybe Spider-Man. I know, but yeah.
It was always, they always have Spider-Man and Guardians and sometimes Monsters, Inc. And like there's other ones they try, but we only did Spider-Man and Guardians because by the time we got off, Guardians early entry was over. So again, this is sort of like, we had to wait in lines. Like, it's not like it was long lines, but before we didn't have to wait in lines at all. And now we've had to wait in lines and it's just kind of annoying.
Yep. Plus also if you book your your park reservation, and you don't know what the calendar is, or you're like, oh, I forgot.
Just always remember it's DCA on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. And it's Disneyland on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays.
Yeah. So you can book them that way. We did one of our days. We switched the park reservation and it worked out fine. So yeah. At least you can check.
That day we spent a lot of time in DCA, mostly because we wanted to try and do the Flower and Garden Festival. That's Epcot. I'm looking right here where it says Food and Wine on my pictures.
It would be fun if they did a Flower and Garden.
I just want to point out that we went and looked at the merch shop, and it was so cute that they had little drawings of all different Disney characters, even some lesser known ones, that just as long as they had something to do with food. And so we posted it online. And for those of you who didn't know what that little guy was, it's Gurgi from The Black Cauldron.
He's cute.
Because he always wants something to eat. he calls it his munchies and crunchies.
Yep.
And so I was just like, that's so fun. And of course, we went and enjoyed Soarin' Over California because it was the Food and Wine Festival. So it was there.
Yep.
Long line, but it was fine. Well, longer than I really wanted to wait, yeah. But
it was rainy again.
It was raining and people wanted to be inside. Do you want to talk about the changes to the Sip and Saver Pass?
Sure.
Okay.
So they had two options. You could buy one with...
Four
that you could redeem, or eight. We got the eight. The four one was weird. They said you can't get a discount on it. The eight, they did offer the Magic Key discount. And then instead of having the little flap things on the side that you break off, and you're supposed to only do it in front of the cast member or they're invalid, there's a QR code or a barcode thing that they just scan. And then there's like a PIN number that you peel away and you use. So it was pretty convenient.
I liked it.
I forgot the first time we used it that you could order food from any of the booths and get them at any of the others. So I remembered that the next day, thankfully.
So I will also bring up, there is a churro. Do you think I can remember right now off the top of my head what it was called? No, because it was at Terran Treats, which is by Guardians. And
it was a weird, it was like Halogaburian.
They always have weird titles over there. But it's basically a peanut butter M&M churro. It's no Fluffer Nutter, but it's really quite good. So I will just say, go and check it out. I want to say it's like the crazy cartoon or something. I don't remember what it is.
The M&Ms kept falling off and I'm like, no,
but it was so good.
I'm trying to look it up.
I know what you are. So, we did eventually go over to Disneyland. We hung out for a little while because we found some really good seats for Magic Happens. And so we decided to wait and watch that. Partially it's because we had mentioned to you we were going to be there during...
The Catharton Crunch.
Cathartan Crunch. There we go. So not crazy Khartoum.
It's from Sudan.
So we had told you guys that we're like, oh, we're going to be there opening weekend of Food and Wine and also during one of those the spring gay days. And then we got the date wrong.
Oopsie.
And so we thought it was going to be on Sunday. And it was actually on Saturday.
It was like meet by Small World and
say to watch magic happens.
And I'm like, there's no one in red here. What's going on? Oh, it's the wrong day.
Because the thing is, we saw people in red the whole day at Disneyland on Saturday, but it never occurred to us that maybe we read the date wrong.
Oopsie.
But we still stayed and we watched magic happens, which is great as always. And we actually had a spot right there in front of the Matterhorn.
You forgot we ate at Wine Country Trattoria and it was very, very cold.
I froze so much.
They sort of had some heaters up in the pergola thing or whatever.
Yeah, it didn't really hit us.
It didn't work well.
It didn't hit us. It's all good.
The food was warm, so it warmed us up.
Yes, that did help. We did have dinner at the festival, and two of the things I'm looking at right now that I'm like, I'm sold on them. They had this s'mores caramel tart, really, really good.
So good.
And then
the ganache in it, the chocolate ganache.
Yes. And then they had this. Some people have been saying they didn't like this. Wasn't it like a raspberry almond cake?
I thought it was really good.
I thought it was so good.
You have to like almond flavoring because
if you don't like almonds,
they
dump
the entire bottle of almond extract into one cake.
No.
Yes, they do.
No, they
don't. But it was so good.
No, it's actually, they use it quite sparingly, but it's definitely an almond flavor. And if you don't like almond flavor, then you're not going to like this cake. But
so good.
I like almond flavor. We did ride Radiator Springs Racers that night because it said it had a 35-minute wait. And for a while there, it actually felt like it was going to be a 35-minute wait.
And then the cast member just stopped letting
the line move efficiently, and so that didn't really happen. But we still rode it, and it was a lot of fun, and luckily it wasn't cold anymore. Or at least I wasn't freezing. I should put it that way.
You were outside when it goes outside.
I wasn't freezing. We did watch Mickey's Mixed Magic that night.
And it had fireworks. They said it may not, but yeah, it wasn't super windy, thankfully.
Yeah, super fun. I like that show. A lot of people disparage that show. Is it anything like Wondrous Journeys?
No.
But it's fun.
Yeah. And you have to, you and it's can't not help very but long. Dance. Yep.
It's not very long. It's just a like 8-minute show, maybe. It's super fun. The next day we did Disneyland, which was not early entry, but we already had it on our reservations and we just really wanted another day in Disneyland.
We did try to get the Easter eggs, the chocolate Easter eggs that you can only do through mobile order, and it didn't work. And
the app just glitched.
They knew that, but they still, I don't know. We didn't get the eggs. Kind of sad. But
I have no idea.
Weird.
So I do want to say something that happened pretty early in the morning, not like first thing. I mean, we went on Rise of the Resistance. Always great, always wonderful. And we didn't wait as long as we thought we would. But then we decided to go on the Mark Twain because it was actually kind of busy that day. The previous 2 days weren't that busy. This day was warm, but it was busy.
On a Monday, which is very weird.
Yeah. So we went on the riverboat. And then as we were going past the construction, I was looking down into the construction walls for the Haunted Mansion and for Tiana's Bayou Adventure. And the Haunted Mansion is so torn up. So we'll see how long it takes them to rebuild that. Maybe it will be a while. Although they took all the decorations off, like the Nightmare Before Christmas decorations. I don't know. Then Tiana's Bayou Adventure, I was looking, because everyone always has been saying, I think that Tiana's Bayou Adventure is going to be part of New Orleans Square, not Critter Country.
No.
I specifically looked to see, because there's that Critter Country sign that was always right in front of Splash Mountain, and I wanted to see if it was still there. And I looked, and it's still there. Everything around it is gone. The mound of dirt that was around it, gone. The planter that was around it, gone. Everything around it is gone. But it is still there in the exact same position. They haven't touched it. And so I'm like, that is proof enough to me that I think Tiana's Bayou Adventure is still going to be considered part of Critter Country. Not to mention, they keep talking about all the critters, all the animals that are going to be in this ride. So I think they're using it as a transition from New Orleans Square into Critter Country, but it will be considered part of Critter Country.
I agree.
So I'm just throwing that out there, people. And maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong.
Otherwise,
but I don't think I am.
Otherwise, the ride would just be you go around in Tiana and you just learn about her life. It's a museum. There's critters in this, people.
We did, later that day, we went over to DCA again for lunch, again at the Food and Wine Festival. I don't remember. It took us forever to get food because there were so many lines and the lines weren't moving.
Nope.
which was kind of frustrating. But we did get everything. We got that Snickers macaron again, which is so good.
It's the best thing ever.
We got another one the next day.
Yes. As I've said before, if you have a peanut allergy, just eat it and deal with the consequences and the anaphylaxis and the high hospital bills later.
And if you're like Hannah from Learning the Magic, hi, Hannah. I know that people telling us about you, and it's fine. Or telling us to you about all this. Even those of you like her who don't like macarons, I think should still try this. This might change your mind.
It's not very macaron-like feeling. It's more the goo inside.
Okay, so then after this, we went and we decided to take some time out of the parks, and we went to the Tenaya Stone Spa.
Which we will have an episode about later, of like this, what they have at the spa and how much it is and stuff.
But let me just say, it was really nice.
So nice and relaxing.
It's smaller than you think, but it's so nice.
Very peaceful.
And it was a good day to just kind of step away from the parks for a little bit and just take some really, really quiet time.
And they have these like macadamia nut / chocolate chip cookie things.
That I wanted to just take the platter.
The lady took them away and were like, you horrible person. What are you doing with her?
Come back with those. I am not calm.
Yeah. This is not serene.
But yeah, we're going to have to talk more about that on another episode because it was just, it's so nice.
While he was getting ready, we got an email about some interesting news that we will just leave it at that.
We're just going to leave it there. One day,
you might find more about that later.
So yeah, that's all good. I don't remember if there was anything major that happened that day or if we want to skip just to that night. Okay, so that night we did go and watch World of Color. World of Color 1.
We ate at Carthay Circle.
Oh yeah, we did eat at Carthay Circle. That was really good. It's always really good there. And then after that, we did go to World of Color 1. This is only our second time seeing it. It premiered over a year ago. This is only our second time seeing it. And I will tell people who are like, I don't really like World of Color 1. Is it as good as the original? No. But watch it again, because there are things I didn't pick up on story-wise.
Yeah, tell your insights.
Well, because the whole point of the show is that, like, you know, it's saying one great big things can happen from just one small drop of water. And that's the whole point of the song, even. It's just
one drop is all it takes.
But I kept noticing, like, all these stories that they're bringing up, it's not just ever showing the conclusion of them. And then I realized, like, oh, it's because at the end it's supposed to be, we showed you the one drop at the beginning of the show, and then now here at the end, see all the big things that happen.
It's all one big collage of things that happen.
Yeah, because one person took one step or something. I'm like, oh, that is kind of cute. It's not super obvious. You have to watch it more than once to see that. So again, original is better. But I actually am like, oh, okay, I like World of Color 1 better than I thought I did.
I just like that the projections are so clear.
So clear.
And there's like the cool light effects on Incredicoaster and all the cool laser effects. So I think it's amazing.
The next day, which is our last day, the only things that I really feel like we need to mention, like we said, we switched reservations so that we could do early entry at Disneyland that day. So many people. I remember that was it was the day before. I don't care. It was so many people getting into the parks. But we had a fairly productive morning doing a lot of like Fantasyland stuff. And we did
Peter
the
Matterhorn. Pan. If you really have your heart set on Peter Pan.
I'm just going on the record saying I still do not recommend you do this, but go ahead.
But if you are dead set on doing it, if it's been open for early entry, go in the line right before rope drop for everyone else. If you are staying in one of the hotels, because that seems to be one of the lesser times of, or one of the lower waits. So
I still don't recommend it personally.
Yeah.
But,
I convinced him when we did it, even though I hate that line.
We still ended up waiting 20 minutes for it.
Yeah.
The biggest thing I can mention there is that we went, there's these new at the Harbor Galley, which is the restaurant that's across from the Haunted Mansion on the waterfront. They now sell these warm chocolate chip cookies, warm homemade chocolate chip cookies.
They're not seafood.
They're not seafood. they come in either packs of 6 or 13. And they are
so good.
Made of crack.
Crack cocaine. And they're amazing and so tasty.
We got them at the Harbor Galley. We started walking. We only got 6. And we started walking. And by the time we got to Pirates of the Caribbean, they were gone. Because we just kept eating them. And they are so good.
So warm.
They're available mobile order.
Evidently, according to one of our family members who was there the week prior.
No, they were there like a month prior.
Oh, yeah. They couldn't get them because they were sold out. So, yeah.
Well, they were new then.
Yeah, mobile order for sure.
So they're so worth it. We did end up going back to DCA, and just to finish up, we had a few tabs left or a few coupons left on our Sip and Saver passes, so we got a few more snacks. They had this really good butter cake thing at Clarabelle's.
So good.
So good. And we got another macaron, because that's what you do.
Yep.
And this espresso cake at the cappuccino cart. Really quite tasty. But other than that, that was pretty much... The unfortunate thing was that the warm days were the days that were busiest. And so
makes
the days
sense.
I wasn't freezing to death were the days that we couldn't get a lot done. But luckily, we got quite a bit done the days it was freezing.
We did go on Goofy's Sky School, and there was a girl in front of us that was just writing by herself. And I don't know if she didn't know or chose not to go on the single rider line because she would have not had to wait at all. So remember, if you're, especially if you're just like going on a ride alone, even if you're with other people in the park, make sure you see if that ride has a single rider because it can save you a lot of time.
Yes, 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 yes. I don't remember if there was anything else that happened that we're like, we have to bring this up with everyone. Okay. It's a long enough diatribe as it was. You come back and we were Disney tired as you always are. It was...
Well, there's daylight saving as the... Oh, no, that was...
No, it
later.
Was the next week.
Ah, never mind.
Nope, you couldn't blame your tiredness on that this time.
Yeah, just so Disney'd out, that's right.
but it was really, really nice. It's going to be a little bit of a while. It's going to be...
It's
going to
be a bit of a time of a while before we...
Time will pass before we are there again. But it was super, super fun, as usual. And just... Check the weather before you go. See if you need to bundle up a little bit more.
Yeah, there's some cool days there.
It was really chilly.
And if you haven't booked your trip yet, make sure you go through our partners at Getaway Today. Use the link in the description, and they can save you a lot of money. And it also benefits us, which is awesome.
But it still saves you.
But it still saves you. And then use our extra code DL4EVER for an extra $10 off.
And make sure that you are following us on Instagram and Facebook and Threads so you can keep up with us and other news updates as they happen.
And make sure you like and subscribe the podcast itself so you get new episodes as they come out.
We're trying to make this as short as possible. I know it's a long episode.
Thanks for listening to the...
I don't know what we're doing next week, so I guess you will be surprised and we will figure it out. I don't know.
We're doing a podcast episode next
week. Are we?
Yeah. Oh. We're trying something new.
Okay. We will see. We'll see how that goes.
Ooh. La 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 la. I'll do that for 30 minutes.
In case you were wondering, yes, I think he had a screw loose last week.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.